When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of
Barnaby News!
In today's episode, we've got some stories to talk about. In case you aren't subscribed, you definitely should do so. Subscribe down there, hit the bell to get all notifications. That way, you'll always be notified and get the Forever News. I got all the scoop. Definitely subscribe, hit that bell, and enjoy. Okay, people, so we got a slew of stories ranging from we got a Red Hood PV we're going to talk about, the Magu-chan popularity poll, Chainsaw Man anime and what it could be doing, Chainsaw Man's manga sales as of the latest issue of Shonen Jump's announcement, Tatsuki Fujimoto, the creator of Chainsaw Man and something that he's doing on the side, the Promised Neverland creators and their next little work that they're up to, Made in Abyss fans. I don't know if you'll like this one or dislike this news, but there's something pretty significant for Made in the Abyss. Attack on Titan final season update. Attack on Titan's director looking very, very horrible. We'll talk about that. MAPPA 10 years and the recent MAPPA stage. There was a little update. Black Clover manga sales doing very, very big things. Blue Exorcist, very bad news for the manga. The creator of Kakegurui Uri, very unfortunate news regarding being canceled for plagiarism. Little bit of drama going on my anime list between Fullmetal Alchemist fans and Fruits Basket fans. Yeah, I know, sounds ridiculous. Jujutsu Kaisen major update. Yashahime anime update for season 2. Platinum End anime. Big announcement for it. My Hero Academia doing huge things for the next 3 to 4 issues of Weekly Shonen Jump. Tokyo Revengers, the update on the manga sales. A new series in Shonen Jump once again getting the axe. Very interesting news regarding the Seven Deadly Sins and the recent update of the anime onto Netflix. One Piece going on break and little bit of an update regarding Bleach and an illustration that was done by Kubo of Aizen that we're going to talk about. So we just got a packed house of stories. Without further ado, let's jump into another exciting episode of
Barnaby News!
The only news source that provides anything and everything anime and manga related. And we don't bore you. We get into it. Let's do it.
No matter how you grow, get it done. No matter how you grow, get it done. No matter how you grow, get it done. No matter how you grow, get it done.
Okay, people, so for starters, I just wanted to quickly mention that the new series from Shonen Jump, Red Hood, recently was serialized in the magazine, and there was actually a trailer that came along with it. And I'm not gonna lie, if you didn't see my Red Hood video, I highly recommend you go check it out. It was a recommendation talking about it. It's one chapter deep in Shonen Jump. I definitely think it's going to be going places, but I could totally be off depending on the success of it, whatnot. But they put out a trailer, and I'm not gonna lie, if my video didn't sell you on it, then this trailer would, because this trailer is what got me to read it to begin with. I was like on the fence. I was hearing great things, but I was like, I don't know, maybe I'll pass. And then I saw the trailer and I was like, Shonen Jump knows what they're doing with throwing these trailers out. So definitely highly recommend you check it out. Some really awesome stuff. It takes like some of the manga panels and kind of like not animates them, but has them a little bit moving and stuff. And it's really, really cool with the music and everything. Red Hood, it might be something big. I'm telling you here first, it looks very promising. Next up, an update on the Magu-chan popularity poll, because it says Magu-chan's first character popularity poll is now up. Voting will be held from June 28th to July 27th, and each participant will be able to vote every single day. So if you're a fan of the manga, personally, I have not gotten into it. I'm not even really too familiar with it, but I know it's Shonen Jump. It's been around for about a year now at this point, so it's probably going to be a big deal if it continues. Like, if they allowed it to be a year, it might actually move on to get its anime. So them doing a popularity poll means that it's probably doing pretty well. So Magu-chan popularity poll, go vote if you're a fan of the series. Next up, we got a crap ton of Chainsaw Man news. For starters, we recently got the trailer, right? In case you missed it, I did a live reaction to it the moment that it dropped online. Chainsaw Man has a trailer for the anime, and based on the visuals that was out there, apparently, according to a reliable source like Shonen Saito, he said seems Chainsaw Man anime is covering the entirety of part 1, and he put seems in quotation, isn't it is. It looks to me like Chainsaw Man anime can cover part one for stuff I've read, but we don't have any confirmation. So there's a high probability that the entirety of Chainsaw Man that is out right now, I believe 96 or 97 chapters of the manga, might be covered in the anime. I'm hoping, if that is the case, that this anime is not only 24 episodes. I don't think 24 episodes can do it justice with 90 something chapters. I think at least another 12, another core, maybe 36 would definitely be able to, like, you know, three chapters an episode around there. We gotta wait and see. But if they are going to go that route, please let it be done right. I really don't want them, like, especially if they cut shit out, I'm gonna be very mad, because there was no Reze in that trailer, and that got me a little worried. That's like one of my favorite female characters of the entire series, even though I love so many characters there. Fingers crossed that they get it right and they don't skip out on shit and do anything dumb, because that's gonna actually really get me upset. I want this shit to be perfect. This should be a masterpiece, no brainer, but we gotta wait and see. Either way, potentially Chainsaw Man anime might cover the entirety of what's out right now, not including when Chainsaw Man 2 drops. And while we're in the ballpark of Chainsaw Man news, Chainsaw Man has officially reached 11 million copies in circulation. Yo, 11 million with no anime. I haven't seen in a very long time hype like this for a series that doesn't have an anime out. 9.9 times out of 10 when I've ever talked about a manga before the anime, people be like, yeah, you know, it's probably gonna be dope when the anime, it's gonna get big when the anime. Chainsaw Man has been huge as if it has an anime out already without an anime. When this anime drops, I'm expecting record numbers. That 11 million could be 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, I don't even know, astronomical, if MAPPA gets it right. But congrats, 11 million copies. It was just last year that, and I hate to harp on it, but Black Clover, after like 5 years, was at 12 million. 11 million in like a couple of years. Chainsaw Man to the moon. Move over, Doge. Chainsaw Man's over there now. And one last piece of somewhat Chainsaw Man related news, because the author of Chainsaw Man, Tatsuki Fujimoto, will be publishing a new one-shot in Shonen Jump Plus's app on July 19th. Further details on its plot are unknown, so it could very well be not related to Chainsaw Man. It could very well be maybe a continuation, because apparently one of the characters that was introduced towards the very end of Chainsaw Man had a prequel manga that was a character that looked like that character with the same name. So maybe there's going to be like a one-shot that is related to that character that is going to tie in to Chainsaw Man 2. Or again, this could just be like some one-shot that he felt very passionate about, or it could be that they're gathering data. Like, I always look at the multiple angles of why they do things like this. Like, why, when fans are waiting for Chainsaw Man 2, would you put out a one-shot? Especially, again, we don't know for sure, but if it turns out to be that it's not related to Chainsaw Man, it's something totally different, I'm only imagining else that it could be to gather data. Like, okay, do fans like this type of storytelling? Do fans like, what are fans going to say about this? And then based on that knowledge and that data that they gather from what the fans say about that one-shot, he'll know if he's going to incorporate certain ideas into the Chainsaw Man 2 story. But we gotta wait and see. Either way, Tatsuki Fujimoto's one shot is coming July. I'm looking forward to it regardless. I'm a massive, massive Tatsuki Fujimoto fan. He does not miss so far. Moving forward, now we got some news on The Promised Neverland, at the very least the creators, because according to this, it says Kaiu Shidai and Posca Demizu, The Promised Neverland creators, will be releasing a new short stories book on September 3rd. There's no more information about it yet. So it could be a short story book of just different stories. It could be related to The Promised Neverland. It could be incorporating all the extra chapters, so we don't know for sure what these short stories is going to be about, because again, there was like a lot of little quote-unquote short stories that was done in The Promised Neverland towards the end, like, you know, the Ray chapter and things like that. So that could be that. It could just be something, again, that they were passionate about and wanted to do. It could be collecting data, so I'm not really sure about what this short stories book is going to be about, but they've done some great work, and it seems as though in short story form, these guys are amazing. Like, if you think about it for a second, right? We praised The Promised Neverland, the first part, because it was a short contained story that we felt like, honestly, they had it wrapped up, and then it was like, well, we're gonna keep The Promised Neverland going. So that's when it started to get a little bit out of this world and kind of not lose the plot, but definitely that's where it started to go downhill for a lot of fans. So if this is short stories, I'm looking forward to it. If there's anybody that can make some really awesome short stories, any duo out there, it's these guys. So I'm looking forward to their short stories. Hopefully usually they bring it over here, and if it's not related to Promised Neverland, it still probably could be good. These guys, they know how to write some really good short stories. Next up, something that I've been meaning to talk about in the last episode of Forever News, but I honestly just overlooked it, because according to this, Made in Abyss by Akihito Tsukushi is getting a Western live-action movie adaptation from Columbia Pictures, according to Deadline, but it's still early in development. And that's one that I've been wanting to see ever since I talked about a statue that they had that looked really cool, and a lot of people were telling me like, yo, Made in Abyss is really dope. I was like, I want to check that out. And now they're doing a live action. Again, don't get me wrong, I am not a fan of live action adaptations. We've already discussed this. I always look at it like it's probably going to be bad, because 99% of them are, but I still want to check out Made in Abyss. So I'll probably go watch the anime, and then down the road, if this live action ever comes to fruition and it turns out to be somehow magically good, then so be it. But yeah, Made in Abyss fans, I'm really curious, if you're a Made in Abyss fan, what do you think about it getting a live action? Are you excited for it? You're not looking forward to it? You're just like, get it away? Because yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, just live action, it doesn't work with anime adaptations. It hasn't worked. I don't know what it is. What's that missing ingredient to make some really good live action adaptations of like anime and manga properties? But yeah, when they find it, we can have some really good stuff. But for now, we get once in a blue. Like the Rurouni Kenshin live actions are good. I've said that multiple times. Tokyo Ghoul ones are okay. Yeah, I don't know. Next up, we got a couple of pieces of Attack on Titan news. For starters, we got a key visual that was released for the final season of MAPPA Studios' Attack on Titan anime, and it's seemingly of Eren, and there's a little girl back there, and it's like a white energy that's in the shape of like a tree or something back there. Anime onlys are probably like, what the heck is going on here? But it's a very prominent image in the Attack on Titan story. You may have seen it from the manga and stuff. So yeah, kind of looking forward to seeing what they do. Personally, I'm hoping that there's maybe some sort of significant changes from the manga, because y'all know the controversy at the end of Attack on Titan's manga. We don't need to get into that, because yeah, actually I don't even know how I'd feel about changes at this point, because there was changes made and it made it worse. So yeah, but really cool image for the final season of Attack on Titan. But also something that I did want to cover, and I felt it was very, very important that I cover it. An image was floating around, and it was from the MAPPA Stage 2021 event that recently aired, where we got the Chainsaw Man trailer from. It was like a 5-hour event, so personally I couldn't at like 3 a.m. stay up for 5 hours. But apparently an image was floating around of the director of the Attack on Titan final season anime, and I feel so bad for this human being. I've never in my life, like, this is so sad. Like, looking at him, he looks drained of any form of life. And you know, people, they'll come out and they'll bash the Attack on Titan anime, like the final season, oh, this is wrong, that is wrong. Look at this man. This is the Attack on Titan director. This is what Attack on Titan is doing to him, eating up his life. MAPPA Studios eating up his soul, and people have the nerve to, you know, every week, fuck you, you ruined Attack on Titan, when this man is killing himself, literally physically killing himself to bring us Attack on Titan. I pray for this man. I hope some changes in the anime industry, because this is just bad, man. They need to hire more people, more staff. I don't know what Profits is looking like over there, but I'm sure Profits are good enough that they could hire multiple people. I think another problem that they're having over there, though, is finding talented staff to hire, and everything over there is just wrong. Like, there's so much money being made from anime. We always hear like billion, trillion, whatever, billions of dollars coming into the anime manga industry. Hire more staff, teach more staff to, you know, be better at the craft and shit like that. That way we don't get this, because this is bad, and I feel so sorry for this guy. Like, he's working his heart out, and you know, next season, if there's some CGI in there, fans are gonna shit on it and tell them that they suck. And it's like, no, be a little more humane, be a little more empathetic towards the fact that, look at this man, look at what they're going through over there. It's not right, it's not okay, it's not cool. And yeah, I don't like to see it. I feel bad for this dude. I hope get some major rest, because those bags is, it's horrible, horrible, horrible. And while we're on the topic of MAPPA Stage 2021, an image for the 10th anniversary of MAPPA, because I believe that's why that whole event was made, showcasing all the anime that they've worked on throughout the years, from Jujutsu Kaisen. Like, I know a few of these, and I want to say that's Yuri on Ice, if I'm not mistaken, in there. Like, there's a shit ton. Dododoro, that's a great one. God of High School, Attack on Titan, Final Season. So there's a shit ton of stuff. I didn't even realize that they were this deep. Is that Kakegurui Uri? I didn't realize that they were this deep 10 years in, but now I think about it, it makes sense because they were co-producing the EPO, the last season of EPO, with Madhouse Studios. So yeah, they've been around a while. Like, holy shit, 10 years of anime. Major congrats to them. Treat your workers better though. I did not like, we just talked about it 5 seconds ago, the director of Attack on Titan, he looks horribly, you know, in horrible shape. Treat your workers better. You got 10 years of greatness under your belt, but at the cost of human life, human sanity over there. So that's all I got to say about that. Congrats to MAPPA, but you got to do better with your workers. You got to treat them better. This is unacceptable. Okay, moving forward, we got absolutely great news. Black Clover manga, according to this, has reached 16 million copies in circulation worldwide. It was literally just last month, if I'm not mistaken, we said that it was 15 million, 16 million. If it keeps doing that, a million a month, even if it's worldwide numbers, because I know like the Japanese numbers are like 12 or something, or probably 13 at this point now, but 16 million, let's go. Let's do a million a month. Hell yeah, let's get to 20 million soon, because it looks like, based on everything that has been, you know, noted, that Black Clover, with the ending of the anime, has been doing wonders for the manga. Like, we just heard what the last episode for Never News, I reported that potentially Black Clover is the number one anime watched on Crunchyroll worldwide with 100 million users. So you take that, that's really good stuff. Then on top of that, potentially getting a million sales every month for the manga, from 15 to 16 million. I'm hoping by the end of the year we're 20 million plus at this point, because this is fantastic news and I absolutely love to see it. It's crazy that it took the anime ending and people kind of thirsting and being hungry for more of this story for it to start popping off the manga, but so be it. 16 million and Black Clover the manga has just been, this year especially, really, really dope, really awesome. Last couple of years, I'd even argue all of 2020, for the most part, Black Clover just had banging ass chapters, and now this year again, 16 million, let's freaking go. I love to see it. And also, I want to see updates on that movie. What's going on with the Black Clover movie? I'm just saying, fam, where's that? What are we doing here? Either way, can't wait for it. And keep supporting Black Clover. That's all I can say. 16 million strong. Moving forward, very extremely unfortunate news for Blue Exorcist manga readers. According to this, it says Blue Exorcist by Kaze Kato will enter hiatus in Jump Square until next year's issue number 5, out in April 2022. The series will be on break while the mangaka draws a short-term serialization, which will start in September this year, Jump Square issue number 10. The new short serialization by Kaze Kato will be based on Fuyumi Ono's Aizen Karu Kaya Kaitan novel and will last 6 months. And I'm not even gonna lie, that is very, very strange to put Blue Exorcist on hold for damn near a year. April, we're in June of 2021, so until April of next year, my heart goes out to Blue Exorcist fans. I mean, I know Hunter x Hunter fans are gonna be like, but what about us? I know, but fam, that is wild. And then to do another manga, I wonder how the fans of Blue Exorcist are gonna feel about that. Like, you're putting us on hold so that you could draw some other shit, an adaptation of a novel. Like, I mean, I'm personally looking at it like this, right? Because the author of Blue Exorcist just recently took a break and needed it and said, I feel rested up. Probably didn't really feel rested up because the lifestyle of a mangaka is not the greatest in the world. This is probably, once again, the author, either health-wise, whether it be mental health, physical health, whatever the case may be, needing a break from the story. Needing, like, yo, I can't keep looking at, you know what I'm saying? I can't keep looking at Ren Okumura every single day while I'm drawing shit. I need to do something different, and that's probably what it is. That's what I'm imagining. That's the only other reason why I could think, unless it's like the bag was really big, like, yo, just put Lexus on hold for now. We'll pay you mad bread so you can do this adaptation. Like, could be that as well. Otherwise, what the hell? Why would you put Blue Exorcist on break? I mean, maybe the manga ain't selling that well anyways or something. I don't know, but that's kind of crazy. You putting your series on break to draw 6 months of somebody else's shit. Wild. But either way, I'm sure Blue Exorcist fans at the very least have a silver lining that they know when their shit is returning. Hunter x Hunter fans are like, when? Takashi, please throw us a breadcrumb. It's like every other week we're getting teased and we're getting trolled on Twitter by fans retweeting old Crunchyroll articles about Hunter x Hunter returning. Like, every other week, I'm tricked by that. I'm like, wait a minute, is that? Oh, motherfucker, they done got me. Yeah, Blue Exorcist fans, April 2022, which is not exactly April. If it's the April 2022 issue, probably somewhere in March of next year, which is still not the greatest in the world, but probably around March, you'll get the next chapter of Blue Exorcist. But damn, damn, Bam. Next up, really, really strange stuff going on with this Kakegurui author's latest work. I've been seeing some wild shit all over the place about this story because apparently after a singular chapter, the story got canceled. I've heard some things because of plagiarism. I've heard a lot of different things about this story. Let's look at some of the articles that were printed. For starters, this was a Crunchyroll article regarding the event or, you know, whatever's going on. Kakegurui's writer, Isekai Hero Killing Manga, canceled after first chapter. This month marked the launch of a brand new manga by Kakegurui's Homura Kawamoto, who was looking to have some dark fun with the isekai genre, and Isekai Tensaisha Koroshi Cheat Slayer, killing the people reincarnated into another world cheat slayer. Aki Yamaguchi was providing the art, and as the name implies, it's all about the protagonists who cast judgments on those who appear from another world and use cheat skills. It didn't last long though, because the series, which was teased earlier as a revenge story coded in hate and desire, kicked off on June 9th in monthly Dragon Age magazine and has been cancelled after one chapter. In Cheat Slayer, the main character Loot wants to join the Rebels Against God Guild, which is made up of a bunch of characters who bear a striking resemblance to characters from actual isekai series, from Sword Art Online's Kirito to That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime's Rimuru, and so on. Readers pointed out some of these similarities, and the editorial department was quick to determine that there would be problems moving forward. Depicting well-known heroes from other series as villains could be seen as denigrating those works, so they apologized to the creators of those properties and other people involved with the project, saying they would be sure to pay more attention to these issues. And there's one more article I wanted to cover before I give my opinion on this whole thing. It was from Anime News Network. Kakegurui writer apologizes for canceled isekai revenge manga. Following the cancellation of the isekai Tensaisha Goroshi Cheat Slayer, killing the people reincarnated into another world cheat slayer fantasy manga, writer Homura Kawamoto issued an apology on their Twitter account, translated as follows: "I deeply apologize for all the pain, concerns, and fuss I have caused to everyone related to this incident. I created a work that was lacking in due consideration, and I am ashamed to have caused an incident like this. Going forward, my shame about my actions will encourage me to create better works. I am deeply sorry." And I'm just gonna keep it a buck. Absolutely, some of these characters are similar in nature to some of these. Like, as soon as I looked at the image, like, straight up, yeah, that looks like Kirito, the outfit, that looks like Asuna right next to him. Like, absolutely. But isn't there a possibility, and maybe Japan doesn't have this, I don't know, but isn't parody under, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't that fall under like a parody if they're supposed to be like, you know, exaggerated things and treating them as villains? And I'm not even gonna lie, this sounds mad fucking creative. So as long as you're not making it that's the character's name, like calling him Jirito and, you know, and Gasana or some shit like that, I don't know, that sounds really, really exciting. I love that idea, and the fact that they treated it straight up as like plagiarism and all this shit, I don't know how I feel. Like, I feel like the creativity of this author was just stifled because some people were scared of lawsuits, which I totally understand, and forgive me if I'm ignorant on the situation, please enlighten me if I'm in the wrong on this one. But I feel bad because I feel like, one, this could potentially fall on the parody. Two, the creativity of this one is awesome. I love that, taking the idea of like all these people coming along and cheating the system. What about if we actually villainize them in a way? And maybe it was too on the nose, I'm guessing. That's why it got mainly busted. Like, people were like, no, that looks straight up like Kirito, what's going on? But I feel bad for this author. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, I'm a softie about it, but I feel like the creativity of this one was at a high level and just got stifled immediately. Maybe this would have been served better as just some fun web manga or something, but that really sucks because I would read the living fuck out of something like this. This sounds so exciting. And maybe this would have worked if it was like somebody that's published under the same publishing company and cool with the authors and got their blessing. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, but man, another one bites the dust. And to be honest with you, again, this sounds like something that I would have read the living shit out of. I can't even believe right now. I mean, I could believe it because, like, yo, the Japanese don't play about their IPs at all. I'm really curious. You guys let me know. How do you feel about this one? Is it too much? Did he plagiarize? Did he go too far? Or do you think, like, damn, like, yo, that sounds so hype. I would read that so hardcore. But yeah, Kakegurui author apologizes and was essentially accused of plagiarism, and their manga got canceled after a singular chapter. Nuts. Okay, something that I'm going to quickly address because I don't want to give too much attention to this because I feel it's lame as a motherfucker what happened. Apparently Fruits Basket, because I've heard nothing but praise. Like, I got my 14-year-old niece loves the new Fruits Basket. I want to say she's like at the last episode or some shit like that. I love Fruits Basket, the original anime. I watched the crap out of the original one. I'm going to eventually watch the remake soon, but seemingly on my anime list, which I'm starting to look and give the side eye to that site at this particular point, Fruits Basket actually got voted and became the number one rated anime on my anime list. It was like the top. And then very quickly, a lot of Full Metal Alchemist fans score bombed it and dropped it from the number one, and now it's like number five. And that is actually lame as fuck. That makes me look at the Full Metal Alchemist fandom as and that also makes me look at the validity of that list in general on my anime list as like, it's always been cool to me, and I've always loved the idea of like, oh shit, Gintama is actually, you know what I'm saying, highly rated. But then when you look at it and it's like there's multiple adaptations or different versions of Gintama on the top 10 and shit, like I'm starting to look at the validity of that website and the fandom on that website in general as like, if that's the type of energy y'all on, like y'all not gonna allow, like I've heard great things about Fruits Basket. I've heard it's been like a perfect adaptation in every form of fashion, and if that got really genuine high scores and everybody loved it, but you're review bombing it so that you could get your series, like come on fam. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes that's what makes me feel like, oh man, I'm too old for that shit. That is corny, that is lame as fuck. Fruits Basket got it, so the fuck what? Like, why does Full Metal Alchemist have to be, and why the Full Metal Alchemist fandom gotta be like that? Because didn't we just hear they did this shit to Attack on Titan? Granted, I understood a little bit more, and I still didn't agree with it either, to be honest with you, especially in retrospect. Like, wait a minute, so y'all review bombed Attack on Titan to make sure Full Metal Alchemist stays in some sort of place, but then now y'all did it to Fruits Basket too? Nah, corny energy, very, very lame. I don't like it. I think that's whack as fuck, especially Fruits Basket is really good. I know y'all probably don't want, especially the people that are doing this, like, y'all just want y'all battle action shit. Y'all don't give a fuck about nothing else, but yeah, corny as fuck. I don't agree with that. That's lame. Grow the fuck up. And I know I sounded harsh as shit, but I find that so lame. And that's also making the integrity and the validity of this list absolutely null and void. Like, no, it's not correct. Fruits Basket should be number one. Period. Moving forward, very interesting news for Jujutsu Kaisen. Apparently, Jujutsu Kaisen is ranked the number one best-selling media franchise in Japan for the first half of 2021, earning an estimated 14,866,419,348 yen in total sales. Astronomical, fam. What is that? Is absolutely insane. Ranked number one best-selling media franchise. What the hell? That's outdoing a lot. That's even shocking to me that that's outdoing Demon Slayer, if you think about it. Now, I want to say that that's going to be incorrect towards the end, because yeah, Demon Slayer just dropped the movie. That movie did like 500,000 sales in its first day, and that's probably going to topple Jujutsu Kaisen right now, just being honest. But shout out to Jujutsu Kaisen. Always love to see the W's. I can't wait for that next season, man. Whenever the Shibuya arc begins, especially after we get the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero film, oh, if y'all not hooked on Jujutsu Kaisen now, Shibuya is going to sell you like a motherfucker. I can't wait. I love Jujutsu Kaisen, damn it. Gege, I hope you're resting up. I can't wait for the return of the manga. I gotta throw that in there. Next up, just some quick updates on Yashahime Princess Half Demon, aka Inuyasha sequel anime. It says Yashahime Princess Half Demon, the second act, will be premiering on Crunchyroll, Funimation, and Hulu. And also, Yashahime Princess Half Demon, the second act, begins October 2nd, and they reveal that Muse is performing the new opening theme song. Should have been Forever Muse, I'm just saying. But yeah, I need to finish Yashahime Princess Half Demon Season 1. I know I'm kind of slacking on that. I got grossed out, I'll be honest with you, with the whole reveal of what Sesshomaru was up to, robbing the cradle and shit like that. I wasn't a fan of it, but I do plan on going back to see what's going on, because it was other stuff I was highly invested in. Like, hey, where the fuck are Inuyasha and Kagome? So I'm probably going to go back. But yeah, if you're a fan of this and you're really excited, October 2nd, Yashahime Season 2 begins, and it's going to be available everywhere, so I'll probably catch up by that time. I mean, that's October, we're in June. I should be golden by then. Okay, very big and interesting news for people that are fans, especially of the artist and author as a duo of Death Note, because their latest work, Platinum End, in case you don't know, it was a manga. It actually recently wrapped up. Apparently, it says Platinum End TV anime adaptation by Sugumi Oba and Takeshi Obata will have 24 episodes, and the TV anime adaptation will be on air from October 2021 to March 2022 and will adapt the whole story of the manga. So it'll be a complete adaptation. And from what I remember it started off insane and crazy. I think this could be a big anime. I love the fact that they always have this non-negotiable thing. Like, they want to do that with Death Note, unfortunately didn't work, and that's why we got Near and Mellow and shit like that, which some people like them. I don't know, I feel like Death Note was perfect when it was Light versus L, but it looks like they have that non-negotiable clause that no, our story is going to be completed. We're not playing this game of, hey, you know, we might get a half completed adaptation. No, we write our story, it's out there, go buy it, go watch it. That's it, like nothing else. So I'm looking forward to the fact that this is going to be a completed work. And I didn't hear much hype, unfortunately, for the manga like that. I think it sold a few million copies or whatever, but I'm looking forward, and I think that this anime, if it's as good as any of their previous works, because I love Bakuman as well, this could be a big one. But we gotta wait and see. Either way, I am very, very excited for this. I remember reading the first chapter two and being mind blown, like, yo, they really going there. And from what I understood, if I'm not mistaken, it was kind of like Future Diary, and I love Future Diary. So yeah, Platinum End, 24 episodes, full adaptation of the manga. Look for it in October. Next up, My Hero Academia fans. Apparently, My Hero Academia is getting 3 consecutive color pages on Shonen Jump issues 32, 33, 34, and 35. And it's very likely that it'll get the cover of 35 as well. They're going full blast with this, which I'm imagining this is all to promote the upcoming film. They're putting in extra muscle, like, hey, look, it's on Jump. So it'll, you know, cross promote. Like, people go and check out the film. People that check out the film, they'll go and they'll see at their local newsstand, oh shit, there's My Hero Academia on the cover and the color pages. So yeah, great idea, and expect a lot of My Hero Academia announcements and all sorts of stuff in the next coming months, because that movie's coming out and it looks like they're really going hard. If they're giving all these color pages covers, they're going hard. Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of that My Hero Academia, because yeah, manga's been heating up right now. Not even heating up, it hasn't stopped being heat, shall I say. And now with this movie coming out and the anime getting closer and closer to My Villain Academia, it's all going to be fuego, fam. Moving forward, we got a small update for Tokyo Revengers. According to this, it says Tokyo Revengers by Ken Wakui has 25 million copies, including digital, in circulation. And that's just once again a testament to how hype the anime has been, because if I'm not mistaken, this has sold like hundreds of percents higher since the anime debut, and the anime has just been every single week. I'm not sure why I haven't seen in the West as much hype for Tokyo Revengers as you would expect, because it's blowing up in Japan, and I can confirm each and every week I am blown away by the anime. Like, the anime has been phenomenal, so I'm a little bit lost why the West isn't really going crazy over Tokyo Revengers, other than the fact that it's not pushed by being a Jump title. But that hasn't stopped other series like Fairy Tail or things like that from blowing up. So I'm at a loss why Tokyo Revengers isn't more hyped up and why people aren't talking about it more, because it is really, really good. It has the sales success to back it up. It has everything in place. Go check out Tokyo Revengers if you haven't. It is arguably one of the best, if not the best, anime of this season. But the season has been pretty hype, like To Your Eternity, Megalobox 2. There's been some great ones, but Tokyo Revengers is up there. Really, really good stuff. 25 million copies in circulation. Hype shit. Moving forward, apparently another series is getting canceled in Shonen Jump, which makes sense. They're adding new ones, Red Hood and Neru. So they're going to be, you know, moving stuff out. They already got rid of 2 series now at this particular point. Itel C and Hard Boiled Dolphin and Cop, if I'm not mistaken, that was the name of it, the author of Beelzebub series. And now Kowloon's Ball Parade is getting the axe in this week's Jump issue number 30. One, so another series bites the dust. Again, I'm not surprised. To be honest with you, I've heard almost nobody hyping this one. I've heard a little hype for Itel C. A lot of people are hype about the Cop Dolphin one because it's from the creator of Beelzebub. Nobody I know, nobody I've seen on social media has been hyping this one up, so I'm not surprised at all. I guess the only surprise I'd say is that, like, I feel like this just got serialized a few months ago and it's already gone, but yeah, gotta get them out to make way for the new ones. My heart goes out to this. Like I always say, I always feel bad about these creators, their dreams being shattered in front of them. Come back harder. I said it for the other authors, I'll say it again. Come back harder. Come back with a better idea. Come back, go 10 times harder, and maybe you'll reach the success like a lot of the other peers and whatnot. But yeah, Kowloon's Ball Parade getting the axe in issue number 31 of Jump. Shame, but gotta make room for the next one. This one right here, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little bit disappointed, because I've been very, very excited for the final season of The Seven Deadly Sins. I actually went from a full-on manga reader to anime only the last couple seasons, and I was like, yes! Even though I haven't been the biggest fan of the art and animation, like, yo, it's been... Still, I've been just rocking with, like, okay, when Netflix drops it, you know, I'm treating it like how you would treat Game of Thrones or some shit, waiting for that next season or whatever. Like, that's just how it's been with me with Seven Deadly Sins. And I was like, bam, the final season is here. And Netflix played us all. And I think that it was kind of a shady move of what they did. Instead of dropping the full 24, because it just finished airing over there in Japan, they were like, oh no, we're going to give you half of the season, because Netflix has only released half of season 5. The next 12 episodes might release around September, September, October 2021 in English, and I ain't gonna lie, that really disappointed me. I just stopped my Netflix subscription a few weeks ago. I was like, I'll renew it once, you know, Seven Deadly Sins, maybe in July sometime or something. But hearing that there's only 12 episodes of Seven Deadly Sins, should I just wait until October to get the other 12? I don't like that they made this decision. I don't know if it was that it would have been until October to get the entirety of 24 or what, but I wanted it all in one go so I could finish it and move on to Four Nights of the Apocalypse. This kind of just threw me for a loop, and I'm a little bit disappointed. It's like, yo, so are we going to do the same thing with Eden Zero? We're only going to get 12 at first. Are they going to start cutting it down so that there's like, I get it. This will keep people staying longer. Now people, they're going to watch those 12 and not cancel their subscription until October, waiting for that next 12. I don't know. I don't like it. I wanted to finish the Seven Deadly Sins and move on already. It's been too long. There's the film. Like, what are we doing here, folks? But I get it, too, because I remember reports dating back to even 2017, 2018, that Seven Deadly Sins is very, very big on Netflix. And that's why they've continued this model, despite the fact that, like, a lot of people have been very into it, not really a fan of the idea of it. But they're going to just keep on milking it to the very end, which, hey, it's business at the end of the day. I'm just disappointed. I wanted to finish this. Moving forward, we got a small update for the One Piece manga. One Piece will be on break next week in weekly Shonen Jump issue number 32. The series will be coming back in issue 33/34, so it'll be a double issue with the lead color page to celebrate its 24th anniversary. God damn, 24 years of One Piece. Never mind, you know, the break, it is what it is. We always say it's cool, Oda gets your rest, etc. All the other mangaka getting their breaks too. That's great news for them. But 24 years of One Piece, I wonder what they're going to do for the 25th anniversary. If they're doing 24, probably, now that I think about it, maybe like to honor the manga, they're going to do the movie for the 25th anniversary. Remember, there was like talks of like, oh, they registered the license for another movie that they're about to do, or they registered the name or something like that. Probably the 25th anniversary is going to be like a big thing with like a manga tie-in to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the manga. Maybe that's what they're going to do. I don't know. That would make sense though for 25 years next year. But yeah, 24th anniversary, and One Piece will be on break in issue number 32. Sucks, but you know, it's always, I'm fine with it. It's actually good news. Oda, get your rest. You deserve it. One Piece is kicking ass like usual. Okay, people, and lastly, according to this, Taite Kubo, the creator of Bleach, has drawn this villain visual special illustration of Bleach's Sosuke Aizen next to Marvel's Loki in a collaboration between Bleach's 20th anniversary and the new Disney Plus series. And the art looks great. Shout out to Kubo, that looks really dope. It, like, it's comparing and kind of looks similar in nature and all the above. Really awesome visual, but I'm hoping that they're doing more for, you know, the big Bleach 20th anniversary celebration than just this drawing. Like, what happened with the anime, you know, I'm hearing 2022, which, again, take all the time you need, get it right and stuff like that. But yeah, for the 20th anniversary, I'm hoping for a little bit more than just a drawing. Yeah, it's really dope, but more than a little dope drawing of Aizen, let's get a little bit more. But yeah, a little bit of a tease, a little bit of a treat from Kubo to hold us over until the anime. And yeah, people, those are all the stories we covered for today's episode. I am very curious what you guys think. The Red Hood PV, Magu-chan's poll, popularity poll, Chainsaw Man anime potentially covering all of part one, the sales, Fujimoto's one shot, the Promised Neverland creator's short stories, Made in the Abyss live action, Attack on Titan final season visual, the director looking really, really bad, MAPPA's 10-year anniversary image, Black Clover's manga sales, Blue X's one-year hiatus, the Kakegurui-uri author's cancellation after plagiarism, Fullmetal Alchemist fans trolling Fruits Basket, Jujutsu Kaisen number one franchise, Yashahime premiere date, Platinum End 24 episodes and the entirety of the manga being adapted, My Hero Academia consecutive color pages, Tokyo Revengers 25 million copies, the cancellation of Kowloon Balloons, Netflix doing the 12 episodes of Seven Deadly Sins, not a fan of that, One Piece going on break, the Bleach Aizen illustration from Kubo, and your thoughts on any of the stories we covered in today's episode. But that's all I have for this one. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed. If you liked anything I had to say or enjoyed the video, drop me a like. I'd greatly appreciate it. And if you want more from me, make sure to subscribe. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Hit that bell to get all notifications. And if you want to follow any of my other social media, links are in the description below. I'm Forever World. And as always, people, have an awesome day.
And remember the golden rule.
Anime and manga
for life. Bye.
Have an awesome day. Peace in. And you guys just watched another episode of
Forever News.
Have an awesome day.